Milton now presents Hooray for Coaches.
Okay, we're here joined by Justin Tassiv of Craig Kieler Secondary School. Justin, thank you for joining us today on Hooray for Coaches Day here at MyFM. The first question I have for you is just what's your favorite memory while coaching?
Well, I've got a few favorite memories. One is, you know, when students or former players come back and we get to reminisce on games that we played back in the days. That's always a good kind of laugh, that they still remember some of those kind of hard-fought battles and that some of the boys still talk about. Some other good memories are also, and my favorite stuff is when kids come back and help out with the programs that they were involved with, either as a senior helping out with the grade nines or, as I said, former students coming back and helping out with soccer programs. But I think one of my biggest memory happened this year when I was coaching cross-country with Mr. Crow. One of our para athletes made it to OFSA in Sudbury. And so we drove down there in November. It was snowing. Conditions weren't great. And she ran her personal best at that meet. And I think she came best in Halton. So from her going from, you know, running 100 meters at practice and then walking and then 100 meters to go into like almost 3 kilometers nonstop was probably one of the highlights of my career so far.
And what are some of the sports you coach?
I help out with cross country with Mr. Crow. Then I coach the Bantam boys basketball team. And then in the spring, I coach the senior boys soccer team with Mr. Herman.
How'd you get started in coaching?
Oh, wow. You know, for the love of the game, you know, all three of those sports, you know, I played back in high school and university. So it was just my way of giving back to the kids and the community.
What's the biggest thing you want to instill in your athletes?
My biggest thing is respect. I'm kind of old school in the way I play the game, and hopefully I can instill in them the respect of sport and to themselves, their teammates, to the game itself, that, you know, the trash talking doesn't have to happen. If you know, my big thing is, you know, putting the ball in the back of the net or scoring baskets are more powerful than any words that you can say to someone.
What's the biggest misconception about your sport? Let's just stick with cross country.
That you have to be a good runner to do cross country. You know, a lot of our athletes this year were first time runners in a sport, and it was great to see. I think we had like 25 athletes try out, and, you know, most of them have never done cross country before. So to see them go from September to end of October and being able to finish races and just, you know, have that love for running and being healthy is awesome.
How long do you plan on coaching for?
Until I guess I retire. You know, whether it's either head coach or helping out with something, being a manager or assistant coach, it's something I love to do. It just doesn't feel like work.
I will say you're looking pretty young, so I guess retirement's going to be pretty far away.
Oh, yeah, I wish. Well, not really, but yeah, thanks.
And then one more question. Why are sports important?
I think sports are important, one, for that bonding experience, you know, keeping healthy, and just, you know, being that, helping out with that mental health aspect with school and work and family and stuff. I find sports is that release that we can all do and play and, you know, have some fun while doing it.
Awesome, Justin. Thank you so much for joining us for Hooray for Coaches Day. And thank you so much for what you do in the community.
Thanks very much for having me, Chris. Appreciate that.
No problem.